geez, I'm the busiest man in the business right now.
For you. There's
plenty going on for Andy. Andy Lee, Hamish and Andy, of course, The Remembering Project Season 3 available on the Listener app where the guys dive back into their 20-plus year radio career. But more importantly, Andy's kids book, Do Not Open This Book. We love that book, but it's now available as an audiobook on Listener.
You thought you two were doing good stuff for the branding of Listener wearing those promotional caps.
Yeah.
Andy's doing a bit more.
And he joins us right now. Andy Lee, good morning, mate.
I never got a cap.
Oh, mate.
Andy, we've got too many. Nick, you look so
Nick
bad in the cap. Don't put it back on.
They're one of those hats, Andy, that have really long brims, so they kind of don't suit anyone.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Hamish and I often get sent promotional hats to the podcast, and we give it away in a game called Tell Us Someone We Haven't Thought Of for a while, where people call in and they have to name a celebrity. If we haven't thought of them this year, they win a hat. But
Merlin from Big Brother.
The risk is
that
if a brand are obviously hoping to get to their themselves mentioned, but if they send in a substandard hat, a peak too long, a shallow bucket, have you noticed that?
Yes.
Way too high. If the clasp is Velcro, for instance, that's our least preferred clasp at the back. They normally do more damage to their brand by sending
it. Okay, I don't know. What a paradox for you if we send you a subpar Listener hat. What does Andy do?
Well, I know. I think it's safer just, you know, one of those things, you know, just safer not to know about it, move on.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Now, we've read your books, but we haven't yet heard the audio version. Are you happy with all the voices that have been done on the Listener version?
Well, I'm the one that does the voices,
if this is a no.
To be honest, I just do the voice I do to read to my nephews. Yeah. And that's where it all came about, the idea for the read-along, is I read these books to my nephews. I also read others. I don't just go around to their house and go, this is the only book that should live in this household.
What was it like doing an audio book, like actually being the voice? Because you've obviously done radio for, you know, ages. Was it weird being an audiobook guy? Is that a bit different?
Oh, it is. I've normally got one voice on the radio, which is the one I've got now, actually, and one that's slightly deeper when I'm hungover. But the it was really fun to try it on. And look, as with the illustrations that make my books, the sound effects and the sound production that are put on these read-alongs really bring it to life. So I should be thanking someone else, and that person's Chris Marsh.
Oh, very good. Good on you, Chris.
And just quickly, this is a question mainly for me rather than everybody else. I'm at the pitching stage of getting a kid's book over the line. It's with a publisher, and I'm halfway there. How do I get it over the line? Any advice?
What kind of book is it?
It's a story about a dragon who is not liked by everybody, but then they overcome adversity by saving somebody from a house fire.
Oh, wow.
It's an epic.
Oh, jeez.
Lord of the Rings for kids.
There's some themes in that book.
He breathes water instead of fire.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I had a bit of luck. The publisher for my books was my best mate at high school, so he fell apart.
So that's all I've got to do?
So just find a mate at high school that is a book publisher.
Just writing this down.
I think that's the best way forward.
Easy. All right. Thank you so much, mate.
This is so good, Andy. The other thing, obviously, that is going along, Remembering Project, we did mention it up there. I mean, some of the moments, Kevin Rudd losing the election. I heard that episode the other day. We had a bit of a road trip out to Gloucester, so my husband put it on. But, yeah, Kevin Rudd losing the election the day after he took his shoes off in your studio. I mean, do you just remember some of these moments through the podcast and go, "What? We've just changed the course of history. This is butterfly effect stuff."
Yeah, absolutely. I think we could trace back Rudd losing it too. Well, the reason why we're talking about that was, obviously, people campaign. We're talking about the election at the moment, the Prime Minister's campaign, and they're so tired. And they go around and they just do anything. They just want to be seen holding babies, shaking hands, wearing high vis, hard hats. They'll try anything. And it was like 5 o'clock the night before the election that Kevin Rudd's arrived in our studio and he's exhausted. And I just traced back, and I always didn't wear shoes in the studio, but bare feet the whole time back in the day.
Yeah.
And he saw I had my shoes off and he just took his shoes off and just pointed at me and pointed at him like we're having a connection. And
he's an everyday bloke, just like you. I'm so relatable. Look at me and Andy.
Didn't take his socks off, though.
He didn't take his socks off, so it was a little bit different. But the thing was, it's just a guy doing something at the end of a marathon. And we look back at that moment and go, and then he woke up and lost. And I wonder whether coming and spending time with us, making dumb foods, I think we're doing, was the right maneuver.
Going on commercial FM radio. No shoes.
We went through a phase of getting an email. It felt like once a fortnight for a period of 3 months from ScoMo's team. Remember that boys being like, hey, Scott would like to come back on Mr. Morrison.
Sorry,
would like
to come on the show.
We're like, no.
We're doing a PM
really weird, doesn't it?
It does, because it's weird getting a PM on commercial breakfast radio or drive radio, Andy's. You know, like, it just the glove doesn't really fit.
Nah.
Yeah, because we're like, what's your favourite fight?
Totally agree. I remember we had Julia Gillard on the day after she won as Prime Minister. And that was exciting, obviously, the first female Australian Prime Minister. But asking her whether she'd done a full swing around in the chair 360 and seen how many spins you can get. Again, I think she's sitting there going, this is day one.
Yeah.
Should I be wasting my time?
And they probably lose some trust of the people when they're doing stuff like that.
Put a red line through permission. Andy lost it for K-Rod, potentially lost it for me on day one. Well, thank you so much, mate. The Remembering Project, 26,000 segments across their 20-year radio career. On our 17,013th segment as a crew on this station,
wow.
We appreciate speaking to you, Andy, and good luck with your adventures.
It's a pleasure. We should point out that normally the Remembering Project has been available everywhere. It will be later on in the year, but at the moment it's exclusive to the listener app, which is free.
Yep.
Same with the Do Not Open These Book book series. It's all free.
Yes.
You just have to download the app. Yeah.
And we'll send you the listener hat, Andy, so
I'm wearing it now.
You can look like a cool dude.
just cut a little bit of the brim off before you send it.
Well done. Cheers, Andy. Thanks, mate.